Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate the prayers, and please don't stop. We need them all the time. Every one of us needs prayers. And it's good to have a lot of prayer requests. Not that we know a lot of people in need, but like Daddy was saying, that our heart is in the right spot, thinking upon one another. I'm sure you remember everything that we talked about last weekend, right? Yeah, okay. Well, if in case you hadn't, you know, we went to Joshua and we talked about, if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom that will serve. Well, if we are like Joshua, and me and my house, we will serve the Lord, then that means the Lord is our shepherd. He is the one who guides us. He is the one who leads us. And if we are going to be serving Him, then we're going to be following His lead. Passage of Scripture I have on my mind this morning is probably the most familiar, the 23rd Psalm. Now, some people think, it's so familiar that, it's just, we can quote it by heart. There's really nothing more to it. There's nothing more that we can glean from it. Brethren, you could read this every single day of your life, and you'd probably still glean something each and every day. Because that's how the Word of God is. We'll read it time and time again. It doesn't matter how many times you read it, you can still get something new from it. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Psalm 23. And think about this. Think about the time that we have the choice to follow Him. Think about that while we're reading it. You know, a lot of times we hear this at like funerals or something like that, trying to be a comfort. Well, this psalm is a comfort to a lot of people. It is a great comfort. But think about our choices each and every day. The first verse, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now stop right there and think. The choices do I make? Am I following the shepherd? Am I following Him? Verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Now you might think, read that and say, "Why shall I not want?" There's a lot of things that I want. The things that we need. The things that the Lord knows we need, He will provide. And He does provide. So if the Lord is my shepherd, if I'm following my shepherd, I shall not want for anything. My needs will be met. He's going to take care of us. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Those green pastures, lush, it's comfortable, plentiful. Doesn't He daily loadeth us with benefits? Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. More blessings when we're in His way, when we're following after Him. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd, if it's a good shepherd, which our Lord is the best shepherd, but the shepherd that leads His sheep, the good shepherd, is going to lead His sheep to green pastures, the best, right. What we need. Right. So this "I shall not want," the good shepherd is going to provide. So why would we not want to follow after Him? Why would we not want to serve Him? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Still waters. There's peace there. Our Heavenly Father, the Good Shepherd, is going to lead us to plentiful places. Lead us in the right way. Feed us. Give us His Word. And brothers and sisters, grant us peace in our lives. Do we need more peace? Has anybody here got plenty of peace? You don't need any more? I don't see any hands. I'm glad I don't see any hands, because that's how I feel in my life. I need more peace in my life. Now, we live in this world. We're berated on each side all the time by the worldly things. Would you like to just think about the Lord leading us through that? Leading us away from this. Leading us to green pastures. A place of rest and a place of peace. Verse 3, He restoreth my soul. Don't you know that's how it is? When we're in His way, when we're walking the way that He has led us to, when He is protecting us, guiding us through, brothers and sisters, our soul will be restored. We come to those green pastures and the still waters. Brothers and sisters, we find that peace that just restores our soul. Isn't it a comfort to know that when we're going through this world, and sometimes we can have a rough week, we can have trying times, tribulations coming about every way, but when we come to the house of the Lord and we see those faithful brothers and sisters and they greet us with a handshake or a hug and we feel the love of God, we feel the peace of God upon us. Brothers and sisters, don't you know that restores our soul? Just restores us. Like in Isaiah, he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Brothers and sisters, He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Brothers and sisters, that's the only way. For His name's sake. When we pray, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the only way I know how to pray. That's the only thing I can bring to my Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, the one who came and fought the battle for me. Isn't that another thing about a Good Shepherd? He protects His sheep. He watches over them day and night. Well, a man, an earthly shepherd, gets tired, gets weary, gets hungry. There's things that pulls his attention away from the sheep. But brothers and sisters, our shepherd is on guard 24/7. Not a single moment escapes him. So again, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of the righteousness. Again, the Good Shepherd is going to lead you in the right way. In righteousness. What better righteousness than His namesake? In verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Don't we feel that way sometimes? This world is not a friend to God. It's not a friend to the ones who are wanting to walk a godly way. There's going to be opposition. There's going to be tribulations. The Lord said, in this life you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. Why? Why be of good cheer? Read with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For Thou art with me. He's with me. We have to think about these days, every time we wake up, the choices that we make. He's with me. Am I with Him? Am I with the flock? Am I walking in those paths of righteousness that He's leading? Or am I choosing to look in fear of the world that's around me? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. And a lot of times we hear about the rod and the staff, we think of, you know, the rod of correction, or, you know, defending and fighting. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me? Yes, they comfort me. That shepherd, when he's leading his sheep, he's not beating them over the head like, you know, sometimes when you're working with cows or something like that, you got to be a little rough with them. No, these are sheep. The rod. Touching, guiding, leading. But if the wolves come, he can use that and defend his sheep. Thy rod and Thy staff, even in corrections. Brothers and sisters, think about this. If the Lord loves us, which He does, The Lord loves us. He's going to want us to do the right thing. And if we're not doing the right thing, just like mom and daddy, correct us a little bit, get us back on the right way. Even in correction, even in discipline, there's love. So yes, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Brothers and sisters, if we're following after Him, if He's leading us and we're following after Him, brothers and sisters, it's almost like even in the presence of our enemies, He's preparing our way. He's basically putting a banquet in front of us so we can sit down in peace and eat. Because He's blessing upon blessings. We've heard recently that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. But brothers and sisters, if we're following after Him, blessings upon blessings. The blessings fall regardless. But how many more blessings can we receive? How much more could we enjoy in this life if we're following after Him? So even in the presence of our enemies, blessings. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Thou anointest my head with oil. One thing is, you know, when they would talk about the chosen ones would be anointed. Well, we are the chosen ones, aren't we? And think about the sheep. There's one reason that they would anoint the sheep with oil. To keep the bugs and stuff like that out of their eyes and out of their ears. Anointed their head. It's something that's needful. It's something for help. And I think Elder Bridgman Harris, he did some reading on one. Was another thing about when the rams, when they would fight and clash together. One of the reasons they would anoint their horns and their head with oil. So it wouldn't be as hard. You know, it would just slip off. And they'd keep hitting and they'd just slip off. And well, they'd just lose interest and quit fighting each other. Isn't that how it is sometimes? We butt heads. Sometimes we have contention in the churches or whatever. But if He's putting that as a lubricant to keep us away, keep us from having so much friction. I enjoyed that. You know, when I heard that, I thought that was, you know, I've never heard that about that. But that's a good thing for us in the church. Have that unity. If we have that contention, we need having something there to keep it from being so bad. And how much is our Heavenly Father, if we're looking to Him, if we're following after Him, brothers and sisters, some of these things that we're butting heads about just goes away. We'll see the core problem. We'll see what we need to do. We see we need to come together. See that fellowship that we have one to another. But he said in the last part of that verse, my cup runneth over. There's so many blessings. I can't contain them all. I can't catch them all. My cup runneth over. Again, he's leading us in the right way. His ways are right. His ways are best. And my cup runneth over. So again, I shall not want. He daily loadeth us with benefits. In verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Follow me, like following after me? Well, if we're in the right way, if we're following after Him, He's going to be behind us all the way. He's in front of us, but He's also behind us. How does He, sometimes some people are like, well, that doesn't make much sense. Well, good. You know, because if you could wrap God around in your head, He wouldn't be much of a God, would He? I'm still glad for some of the mysteries. I'm still glad for that. But surely mercy and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Don't we love to dwell in the house of the Lord? Here on this life, we can dwell in His house. Wherever we meet together, wherever we read His Word, we can be dwelling in His house. We can be dwelling with Him. We sang that song, Beulah Land. It could be that Beulah Land here. The times that we are following Him. The times that we're walking in His ways. So again, it comes down to choices. The very first verse of this psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. Let's take it personal. Is He your shepherd? Well, if He died for you, if He set His love upon you before the foundation of this world, brother and sister, He is your shepherd. But are we following the good shepherd? It comes down to choices. We can have this wonderful psalm of comfort. We can have this comfort. We can have this peace. Now, I'm not saying your life won't be difficult. I'm not saying you're not going to have tribulations. But even in the difficulties, even in the tribulations, brothers and sisters, we can have this comfort and this peace by knowing that I'm following the good shepherd. That's my prayer, that we would choose to follow after Him. Before He is the good shepherd. I thank you for your kind attention. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.